Ezekiel, chapter 47. And he brought me back to the door of the house, and, look, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house was toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, on the south of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the gate northward, and led me round by the way outside to the outer gate, by the way of the gate that looks toward the east, and, look, there ran out waters on the right side. When the man went forth eastward with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me, and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, look, on the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said to me, These waters issue forth toward the eastern region, and will go down into the Arabah, and they will go toward the sea, into the sea will the waters go which were made to issue forth, and the waters will be healed. And it will come to pass, that every living soul which swarms, in every place where the rivers come, will live, and there will be a very great multitude of fish, for these waters have come there, and the waters of the sea will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river comes. And it will come to pass, that fishers will stand by it, from En-Gedi even to En-Eglaim will be a place for the spreading of nets, their fish will be after their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its miry places, and its marshes, will not be healed, they will be given up to salt. And by the river on its bank, on this side and on that side, will grow every tree for food, whose leaf will not wither, neither will its fruit fail, it will bring forth new fruit every month, because its waters issue out of the sanctuary, and its fruit will be for food, and its leaf for healing. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, this will be the border, by which you will divide the land for inheritance according to the 12 tribes of Israel, Joseph will have 2 portions. And you will inherit it, one as well as another, for I swore to give it to your fathers, and this land will fall to you for inheritance. And this will be the border of the land, on the north side, from the great sea, by the way of Hethlon, to the entrance of Zedad. Hamath, Berotha, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, Hazar Hadakon, which is by the border of Horon. And the border from the sea, will be Hazar Enon at the border of Damascus, and on the north northward is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. And the east side, between Horon and Damascus and Gilead, and the land of Israel, will be the Jordan from the border to the east sea as far as Tamar. This is the east side. And the south side southward will be from Tamar as far as the waters of Meribath Kadesh, to the brook of Egypt, to the great sea. This is the south side southward. And the west side will be the great sea, from the border as far as opposite the entrance of Hamath. This is the west side. So you will divide this land to you according to the tribes of Israel. And it will come to pass, that you will divide it by lot for an inheritance to you and to the strangers who sojourn among you, who will beget sons among you, and they will be to you as the home born among the sons of Israel, they will have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it will come to pass, that in what tribe the stranger sojourns, there you will give him his inheritance, says the Sovereign Yahweh.